The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Aruch Haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Chav Tes, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Sifim Aleph through Yud. Sif Aleph. B'chol HaKadoshim Shoyim Im Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Every time we say Kaddish during the Ses Yimei Tshuva, Koiflin Tevis Le'ela. We repeat the word Le'ela. Dahenu, meaning Shoyim Im, we say Le'ela Le'ela. Le'ela Le'ela Mikol Bechasa. V'loi Bivav U Le'ela. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shita is like many other Shitas, is to say Le'ela, Le'ela without a Vav. However, the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down this halacha in Hilchos Tefillah, he brings down with a Vav, according to the other Minhagim, and a lot of people have a Minhag to say Le'ela u Le'ela, with a Vav. Each person obviously should follow his Minhag. The Kivan Shebekaddish, Tzichin Le'ois Chavches Tevis, and since we need 28 Tevis to be in Kaddish, V'chol Hashana Oimim Le'ela Min Kol Bechasa, and during the year, we say the nusach of Le'ela min kol bechasa. We have four words there, Le'ela min kol bechasa. Oimim ata, now we say, during a Ses Yimei Tshuva, Le'ela, Le'ela min kol bechasa. So we take out the word min, and we just say instead of kol, we say mikol, and we have the extra Le'ela, so we are still with the same number of words to keep the kavanas correct. Sif Beis. Yesh Nehagin Lispal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Kol Tefillah Shemana Esrei Bechriya Uvekfifus Hagoish. Many who have a minhag to daven all the Shemana Esreis on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, with being bent over and having the head tilted down. Vamnam, however, Kivan Shetzichin Lechroi Bebechas Magin Avram Uvemaydim Tchila V'Seif. Since we have to bend our knees and bow down by Magin Avram, and we also have to bow down by Maidim, Tchila, when we say Maidim, and then Besayif, when we say the Bracha at the end of Maidim, Atayv Shimcha L'chanel HaHidais. Okay, and therefore, Kaidim Shemagil and Mekam Yisrael, before we get to those places where we have to bow, Tzorech Lizkayif Esatzma, one has to straighten himself out, straighten himself up, Kedei Sheyayich Rebbe Mitzvahs, to Mitzvahs Chazal, so that he can do the bowing like Mitzvahs Chazal. If he's already bent over, he's already half in a bowing position, So how does it look that he's bowing? It doesn't look so much like he's bowing, so he has to straighten up before he gets to that part. So then he can do a bow, and the bowing is therefore recognizable. Gam also lechroi b'tchilas bracha u'besayif bracha. Also, one's not allowed to bend down at the beginning of a bracha, at the end of the bracha, but makom shalai tiknu chazal, when chazal weren't masakin to do it in that place. The Tov Yaiser, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, it's better, l'spalo be'ivarim z'kufim t'davin, straight, standing straight, with a leiv kafuf u'tmos. Just have your heart bent and have tears. However, many people do have a minig to bend over a little bit, and again, they're careful to straighten up when it comes to the beginning of the brachas or the end of the brachas, and certainly where you have to bow down. Umash noigin lispalo b'kolam, and this, that some people daven loudly when they say the Shemana Esrei during a Ses Yimei Tshuva, Yesh Levatel, they should be Mevatel that, what they daven loud on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ki Yesh Lispal B'lachash K'moy B'chol Hashanah, because on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, one should daven in a soft tone, so that just he himself can hear what he's saying, just like one should do the whole year. Yesh Matin L'Agbir K'lo Ma'ad. However, some people do allow a person to raise his voice a little bit more, Avoloi Habe, but not too much. And the Mishnah Berurah says that as well, that one can raise his voice a little bit, but not too much, so that others should hear. One part of the reason for this is, during the year, most people didn't have machzorim, so then people could get confused. They hear other parts of the davening as they're trying to say the davening. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, most people have a machzor, so the chances of someone getting lost and you know where he's up to is much less, so therefore a little noise won't make him get confused that much. However, really a person should just do it only a little bit more, a little louder. Now, when it comes to saying Amen on a bracha in Shemana Esrei, so normally, Shemana Levi brings down, normally that when someone's davening his silent Shemana Esrei and he's incorrectly saying it loud enough that you can hear, you're not supposed to answer Amen on that bracha. If he's saying Yafeinu bracha fechalam Yisrael or whatever it is, you're not supposed to answer Amen, because really he's doing the wrong thing. He's not supposed to be davening in a voice that could be heard by others, only that a voice that only he himself can hear. However, when it comes to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, if someone is davening louder and now you can hear him say the brachas, so then you're allowed to answer Amen, because there are opinions that he could daven louder, so therefore he's not out of bounds so much that you wouldn't say the Amen, and the opposite, you wouldn't answer Amen to the bracha if you did hear him say that, obviously if you're not in the Milshman essay. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Yizoyeh ledakdek betfilosai heitiv. Person should be careful to be very exacting when he's davening with his words. Shlo yishana shum nekudah, should not change any nekuda whatsoever. You should say it correctly. Yahada achas siddur or machzer shu maduyik heitiv. He should try to get for himself a siddur or machzer that is exacting. L'spal mitaychay, to daven with it, because obviously, even though a whole year round our tefillahs are on point, but Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, those are the times where the tefillahs really need to have the biggest punch, and we don't want to take any chances. Sif Gimel. Kol Hashanah Omin B'Tfilah Kel HaKadosh Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. All year round, we say the bracha HaKel HaKadosh and the bracha of Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. Chutz Min Rosh Hashanah Ad L'Achi Yom Kippurim, except for the period from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Shetzichem Lo'ima HaMelech HaKadosh, where in the Shemana Esrei we don't say HaKel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh, and instead of Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, HaMelech HaMishpat, we say HaMelech HaMishpat. Lafi, because Shibyomim Elu, during these days, Kosh Baruch Hu Mara Malchusai Lishba Yisraelim, Kosh Baruch Hu shows his kingship that he's judging the world. Im Tov Yomar HaKel HaKadosh, and if he made a mistake during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, instead of saying HaMelech HaKadosh, he said HaKel HaKadosh, Oishu Mesupak Im Omar HaKel HaKadosh, Oy HaMelech HaKadosh, or he finished Shemana Esrei, and now he's not sure. He doesn't remember. Did he say Akel HaKadosh, or did he say Amelech HaKadosh? I'm sorry. If he finished the bracha, Akel HaKadosh or Amelech HaKadosh, and he wasn't sure if he said Amelech HaKadosh indeed or Akel HaKadosh, Nizka Tarkadei Dibra, if he remembers within the period that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, to say those three words, if he remembers that he said Akel HaKadosh, and now he has to quickly say HaMelech HaKadosh to correct it. Ayma HaMelech HaKadosh Vein Tzarech Lachzor L'Reish. You can then say HaMelech HaKadosh. You don't have to start Shemana Esrei from the beginning. The period of time that you have to correct yourself without it, if you didn't say further, would be the time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. V'chein Adin B'Melech HaMishpat. And the same thing by Melech HaMishpat, in that if you said Melech Oyev Stoko Mishpat, if you remember before the time passes that one would say Shalom Alecha Rebbe in that period of time, so then you should correct yourself. Instead of saying Melech Oyev Stoko Mishpat, you should say, you correct yourself and say HaMelech HaMishpat. But if you didn't remember until after that period of time, after the period of time it says to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Azai, so then, B'Amelech HaKadosh, if with regard to the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh, Tzach Lachzor L'Reish HaTefillah, you have to go back to the beginning of davening, Afilu Misveika, even if you're not sure if you said HaKel HaKadosh or HaMelech HaKadosh, and now the period of time past Shalom Alecha Rebbe occurred, and you're not sure, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei. Mipnei Shesholosh Brachis HaRishonos, because the first three brachas nechshavos ka'achas, all considered like one. So since there was a mess up for HaMelech HaKadosh, because instead it was said HaKel HaKadosh, so that whole section is no good. You have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei. V'afilo Hashatz B'Chazoros HaTfila Tzorech Lachzor L'Reish. Even the Shliach Tzibur, who's davening for the Amud, and he made a mistake when he was repeating over the tefillah, and he said HaKel HaKadosh, and he wasn't caught in time to say HaMelech HaKadosh correction within the time period of Shalom Alecha Rebbe, so then it goes back to the beginning. But Tzrichem Loima Kedusha Sheinis, and Kedusha has to be said a second time as well, because after Mechayeh Meisim we say Kedusha. Avo B'HaMelech HaMishpat However, when it comes to making a mistake by Hamelech HaMishpat, where by accident you said Melech Ha'ev Tzadok HaMishpat, Afilu Yochid Ein Tzarech Lachzer, even an individual, not only a Shliach Tzibur, but even an individual doesn't have to go back to correct it. After Shlomo Lech HaRebbe's time period was finished, Afilu Lo Yisa Bracha, he doesn't even have to go back even to the Bracha of Melech Ha'ev Tzadok HaMishpat, Kivan Shehizkir Tevis Melech Bebracha Zos, because he at least said the word Melech in that Bracha. Instead of saying Melech HaMishpat, he said Melech Ha'ev Tzadok HaMishpat, but he still said the word Melech, which is king, which shows that, again, to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king during this period. B'chol HaShana, now, throughout the year, Im Tov Amar Melech HaKadosh, someone made a mistake, and when he should have said HaKel HaKadosh, he said HaMelech HaKadosh. Let's say someone's davening Marav Maitzi Yom Kippur, and they used to sing HaMelech HaKadosh all the time. So they made a mistake, and instead of saying HaKel HaKadosh, they said HaMelech HaKadosh, or they said HaMelech HaMishpat. Ein Tzarech Lachzer. You don't have to go back and repeat Shemona Esrei. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds that if someone was davening Yom Tov Shemona Esrei, or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he was going everything in order. He said the Baruch Avachin, Saint Pachtacha, etc. And he was saying everything from the Nusach of Shemona Esrei for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And now he said the Baruch of either HaMelech HaKadosh, but he's not sure. Perhaps he said HaKel HaKadosh. So then he doesn't have to go back. Even though normally by a regular weekday Shemona Esrei or Shabbos Shemona Esrei, we just said that you have to go back if you're not sure if you said HaKel HaKadosh or HaMelech HaKadosh. But if you're doing the whole Yom Tov Nusach, the whole Yom Tov Shemona Esrei, so then we assume that you continued on with the Yom Tov Nusach. That's already something that's much different and would remind you to say HaMelech HaKadosh properly. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Yud Daled in Hilchos Tefillah also mentions that if you had specific intent to make sure to say what you were supposed to say, so in our case, let's say you had a specific intent to say HaMelech HaKadosh, and that was in your mind before you davened Shemona Esrei to make sure to say HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh, and you finish Shemona Esrei, and now it's much after when you finish Shemona Esrei, and now you're starting to get nervous. You know what? Did I say HaMelech HaKadosh or HaKel HaKadosh? So he says, since the question did not come into your mind until way after, and you certainly had in your head to do it the right way in the beginning, so Mistama, you did it the right way, and you wouldn't have to go back and daven Shemona Esrei again. Sif Dalad. B'Shabbos Arvis, B'Birchas Me'ein Sheva, Magen Avos, Friday night, by Shabbos, when we do the Bracha Me'ein Sheva, Magen Avos, Amim Gam came B'Makam Ha'el HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. Instead of saying HaKel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. V'imtoh HaShatz, V'yomah HaKel HaKadosh, and if the Shliach Tzibur made a mistake and said HaKel HaKadosh, and Nizkam Yad Teich Kedei Dibur, if you remember it immediately, within the time it says to say Shalom Alech HaRebbe, Chayzer V'yomah HaMelech HaKadosh, he corrects himself, and he says HaMelech HaKadosh, Aval HaChreikach Enu Chayzer. But afterwards, if he finished the Bruch, if he finished onwards, after he finished the Bruch, after Teich Kedei Dibur, he doesn't go back, because it's a machlekes in the Paiskim and Sufik Brachas Lahakel. Sifhei. If you forgot one of those four sentences that we add in Shemona Esrei during Aseres Mitzvah, and he didn't remember them until after you already said Hashem's name from the next bracha, Kivan Shamar Hashem. Once he said Hashem's name, Goymes Habracha. He finishes the bracha, Mispal Keseder. He continues davening. Vein Tzarech Lachzer. He does not have to go back to say the missing stanza, either being Zachreinu Michamecha Chsoiv or Sefer Chaim. V'chein im Shachach Leimo V'chein Tein Pachdecha. As well, if he forgot to say the paragraph of V'chein Tein Pachdecha in the Yom Tov Shemona Esrei, V'chasam HaMelech HaKadosh, and then he finished off and he said HaMelech HaKadosh, Afilu lo yomar dayan rak baruch ata Hashem, even though he only said Hashem's name of the bracha, he didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, he just said baruch ata Hashem, chayisim HaMelech HaKadosh, he finishes off HaMelech HaKadosh, v'ayim ata v'chatonu, and then he continues on with ata v'chatonu, because the general rule is, if b'di'evid, it's something that you're not chayzer for, you don't go back for, so then you don't finish off saying Lamdeinu Chukecha after you said Hashem's name. If you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you don't say Lamdeinu Chukecha and make it into a pasuk. Rather, you finish off with the bracha, as long as b'di'evid, what you missed makes the Shmona Esrei that it's still kosher even b'diavad. Sivav. B'siyam Hashmona Esrei, yesh m'saimim o'isa ha'sholayim, v'yesh ha'ein m'shanen ala o'imim ha'mavarech ha'samal Yisrael ba'sholayim. The last bracha in Shmona Esrei, during Aser Simei Tshuva, some people change it, and instead of saying ha'mavarech ha'samal Yisrael ba'sholayim, they end off o'isa ha'sholayim. V'ach b'kadeshim o'imim o'isa ha'sholayim b'mimimav. And in the kadeshim, they say o'isa ha'sholayim b'mimimav. Siv Zayin. In Choresh Hashanah b'Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Yesh Mekayim Mishayimim L'chun Ra'anan or Kamei B'Shah Shabbos. Some places say Pesukei, the Kabbalah Shabbos, and they say L'chun Ra'anan like they would on any other Shabbos. Yesh Mekayim Mishayimim Mizmah L'David, and some places start from Mizmah L'David. Yesh Mekayim Mishayimim Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos, and in some places that they just say Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos, which is the predominant minig. And each place should go according to its minig. Sifches. La'achag mar tefilas mar b'leila rishon. After marv is finished the first night of Rosh Hashanah, noigin loyma kol echel lechaveri. Minig is one person greets his friend with a bracha l'shana tovus yikosev seichosem. Should be benched for a mitten and sealed for a good year. Well, in the cave oimim and to a lady, what a lady would say to a lady tikosevi v'seichosemi. But we don't give this bracha during the day. Because already, before Chatzais, Kosh Baruch Hu always writes down what the Gzeirah should be. So you wouldn't say, if it was already after it was done. We don't give a bracha for something that's already happened and is too late. And in the second night of Rosh Hashanah, there are those that are noig to wish that greeting as well. Because sometimes the gzeira is done on the second day. However, the predominant minig is that most people don't say it the second day. Siftes. Besudas halayla noigin lasay simonim l'shana toiva. At the meal at night, on Rosh Hashanah, the minig is to do certain things that should be a simon that would be a good year. Toivlin pusas hamoitzi b'dvash, one dips the bread from hamaitzi into honey, va'achas she'achal kazayas, and after he eats a kazayas, oime, he says, yihi ratzon shechadesh aleinu shana tova musukah. Should be Hashem's will that we should be granted a happy new sweet year. So, some folks can point out, you don't really need to eat a kazayas in order to say the yihi ratzon. Even if you had a little bit, you could say the yihi ratzon, but there is an inyan to eat a kazayas of bread right away. That's why the Kisser Shulchan Aruch said after you eat a kazayas. Some people say, and the Mishnah Berurah uses the lashon that the hiratzon is with Hashem's name. You say hiratzon lofenecha Hashem alakinu velkei aviseinu shetchavish l'nishon ha'tayva. Other people have a minig, like the Kisser Shulchan Aruch quotes it here, not to say Hashem's name. In Yishalayim, a lot of people had the minig to say hiratzon lofenei avinu shebashamayim shetchavish l'nishon ha'tayva m'sukah. And afterwards you dip a sweet apple in honey. You make a bracha by pure eitz and you eat it because the washing doesn't cover the bracha for fruit that you have to make special for a bracha for the fruit in the meal. And afterwards you also say the hiratzin. The Magen Avraham brings down that b'di'evid, if someone said the bracha for the Bari Pura Eitz, and then he said the Yehiratzon before he ate, really he's supposed to eat it, and then say the Yehiratzon. There shouldn't be a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. But b'di'avid, if someone made a mistake, and they said the Yehiratzon before they ate, so they said the bracha, they said the Yehiratzon, then they ate the apple, or they remember now that they should have eaten the apple first, and they already said the Yehiratzon, so then it's not considered a hefsek b'di'avid, and one could eat the apple, there's no need to make another bracha. V'noigin lecho roish shel bal chai, and the minig is to eat from the head of something that was living, of an animal. V'ayimim yihiratzen shinei l'roish. You say yihiratzen, we should be like the head. Yesh lahada acha roish kevis. And the best thing is if you get the head of a sheep, shiya gam kein zecha le'elo shel Yitzchak. So it should also remember us of the ram that was brought as a carbon at the time of Akedas Yitzchak. In terms of the order of the brachas, So a lot of times people also they have a rimon, they have a pomegranate, and they're also going to be making a bracha on the apple and the honey. So we know that in general, you have an apple and you have a pomegranate, you make a bracha on the pomegranate and eat it first, because that's from the Shiva Saminim as opposed to the apple, which isn't. But a lot of people, they don't like that. They want to have the apple dipped in honey first. So what a lot of people do, the priest can say you should leave the pomegranate in the kitchen, not where in the dining room where you're eating, and you just have the apples by the table in the dining room where you're eating. And when you make a bracha ha'etz on the apple, you should have in mind the pomegranate also. And this way, it's not like you're, since it's not on the table to be eaten now at this point, it's not like you're picking the apple over the rimon being both there. And that's a way to avoid that issue. You also eat different vegetables that are in that area that have that are called something that will that has a good omen. Like in our country, we have marin, which is carrots. Because mer, it means also more in Yiddish. So marin is carrots, and so we take a play on the word. We should have more zechuyas. Yesh noyagin gam ken lahad lechol dogim. A lot of people are try to have fish. Sheish remez lifreis libreis kumay dogim, that we should be a remez that we should multiply. Mizaycha the children like fish have so many children. Vein levash lo yisam b'chaymitim, but we don't cook them in vinegar. Ki ein oichlin dvarim chamutzim amirim b'Rosh Hashanah, because the meaning is we don't eat sour or bitter foods on Rosh Hashanah. It's only sour and bitter foods that are born in the Pesach not to eat. But sharp foods are okay. There's a difference between something that's sharp and something that's bitter or sour. So sharp foods is not a problem. It's sour and bitter foods. We eat fatty meat, which was considered a delicacy. And all delicious, sweet things. Also the minig is not to eat walnuts or hazelnuts. Because egoiz, which means a walnut, and gematria, it's the same as chait. They bring down the Sifrei Musa that everyone's all careful about not eating nuts Rosh Hashanah because it's the gematria of chait. People should also remember that chait, the gematria is chait as well. So people should be careful for chait, which is the ikker, as well, is at least as much as if they're so makbid on eating the nuts. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, the nuts is talked about only by Rosh Hashanah time, not eating. That's where it's brought down in Halacha. However, there are many who have a custom not to eat nuts. All the sesame tshuva, some people, and sour and bitter things. Some stay away from sour and bitter things all the way to Simchas Torah. Everyone should be take according to his minig, but if someone doesn't have a minig, the ikker is by Rosh Hashanah, and during the davening, ikker is Rosh Hashanah is the ikker. Eggos is a walnut or any type of thing that's from the walnut family, like pecans, but let's say almonds, that's something that's different. So some people wouldn't eat it. Because maybe also it could bring phlegm, which is what the Kitzach Shachar says next. Because also nuts bring a phlegm, which makes it harder to daven. So for walnuts, for almonds, people on Rosh Hashanah are careful about it. But even if they have a minig to not eat nuts during all Sesame Tshuva, they a lot of people would still be mekel when it comes to almonds because the time of the gematria of chait doesn't apply. One person asked, what about almond milk? Can they eat almond milk? And that's fine because it doesn't create phlegm and it's not an egoiz. Also, the Be'er Moshe Tshuva's, he's mekel if someone took ground up walnuts and made a dish out of it, made a cake or made some other cooked food with it. So you don't know that there are walnuts in there. So you don't have the problem of that's gematria chait because it's not discernible. And as well, once it's cooked, it doesn't lead to a phlegm. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh limoy toyer al shulchan, you should learn toyer by the table. V'noyegin tzas limon mishnayis mesechus Rosh Hashanah. And some people have a minute to learn the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Siv Yud. Nachon shleil l'shamish mitasa b'shnei leilos d'Rosh Hashanah. It's proper that one should not do tashmish hamita during the first two nights of Rosh Hashanah. I feel kishchol b'Shabbos, even if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Achim hu leil tefilasa, but if it's leil tefila, lo yivata leinasa, you should not miss that what you need that session. That tashmish hamita v'yitbar l'satzmo b'barkim t'masa. You should tovel in the morning. A lot of people are naig not to toivel on Yom Tov. One should speak to his rav what to do. Kol Tov.